Welcome to the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Tuesday, March 7th, 2017. I'm Mary Sherman. Among the stories included in today's rundown, repeal and replace. Republicans release their vision for health care. Immigration advocates say travel ban 2.0 is not much of an improvement. And a constitutional convention debated in Arizona. Our top stories. It's called the American Health Care Act. House Republicans unveiled their replacement plan for the Affordable Care Act on Monday. Obamacare's taxes are gone, along with the individual mandate that imposed fines for not buying insurance. Income-based premium subsidies would be replaced by age-based subsidies, which critics say will hurt working-class families in many states. The plan would also end Medicaid expansion, with traditional Medicaid becoming block-granted starting at the end of 2019. The legislation would preserve two of the most popular features of the 2010 health care law, letting young adults stay on their parents' health plans until age 26 and forbidding insurers to deny coverage or charge more to people with pre-existing medical problems. It would also target Planned Parenthood, rendering the Women's Health Organization ineligible for Medicaid reimbursements or federal family planning grants. The Congressional Budget Office has not yet released cost estimates on the bill, and it's unclear how many people might lose coverage. New restrictions on immigration are in place today after President Trump signed an executive order Monday banning immigration from six Muslim-majority countries. Stephanie Carson has more.
The travel ban comes 6 weeks after the initial ban that was ultimately blocked by federal courts. It drops Iraq from the list of banned countries and removes language that indefinitely bans Syrians. Lisa Sherman Nicholas with the Tennessee Immigrant and Refugee Rights Coalition says the executive order repackages the initial order in an effort to stand up to legal challenges.
It is still an extremely discriminatory executive order that's going to have a huge impact on millions of lives. In our opinion, it's still a reiteration of the first Muslim ban, and we're hopeful that it's going to be rejected by the American people and that it will be challenged in the courts.
The new ban would take effect March 16th and also exempt citizens of the six banned countries who are legal U.S. permanent residents or have valid visas. Still in place from the initial travel ban from January 27th is the cap of 50,000 on the number of refugees admitted annually.
The Arizona Senate takes up bills this week that legal experts warn could lead to far-reaching changes in our system of government.
The U.S. Constitution has been amended 27 times. Now 30 states are calling for a new constitutional convention, the first since our nation's founding. This week, the Arizona State Senate begins work on several bills joining the call. The State House already passed legislation to hold a convention to consider a balanced budget amendment. Supporters say Arizona delegates will have to stick to that one issue, but legal experts say there's no guarantee of that, and everything about our system of government could be up for grabs. University of Law Professor David Marcus explains.
I don't know what anybody could do to enforce limits on the convention should the convention decide to propose amendments totally unrelated to the balanced budget issue.
If that sounds crazy, consider what happened at the original convention in 1787. Delegates gathered in Philadelphia for the purpose of amending the Articles of Confederation. Instead, they wrote a whole new constitution from scratch and changed the rules for ratification. I'm Dennis Newman.
The Supreme Court announced on Monday it would not decide whether a transgender boy in Virginia could use the boys' bathroom at his high school. The decision not to take the case means there will be no ruling on the highly charged issue of transgender rights this term. Environmental advocates have deep concerns about plans to cut funding for pollution cleanup in the Great Lakes by 97%. President Trump's 2018 budget proposal would slash funding for the Environmental Protection Agency's $300 million program to just $10 million. Sean McBrady with Clean Water Action Michigan says the program has played a critical role in funding the restoration of wildlife habitat, efforts to combat invasive species such as Asian carp, and the cleanup of polluted watersheds.
With the Great Lakes containing 20% of the world's fresh water, this is something that we can't wait on and say, well, what's going to happen if we don't fund it? And we don't have to look back too far to see environmental devastation that was really caused by budget cuts and bad decisions.
A bipartisan coalition of mayors of Great Lakes cities in the U.S. and Canada says the plan would be devastating to both countries. A new survey shows that improving water quality not only helps the environment, it raises property values too. We go to Andrea Sears in New York for the story.
Most of the water pollution problems on Long Island are from on-site residential waste disposal systems such as septic tanks and cesspools. The study conducted in Suffolk County found that each 1 foot increase in the clarity of surface water raises home values by 2 to 4%. According to Kevin McDonald with the Nature Conservancy, increasing clarity by 3 feet would give homeowners a significant incentive to improve their waste disposal systems.
That could earn back to them as much as $40,000 or $50,000 or even more in more wealthy communities.
The improvements in property values from better water quality were seen in homes as much as 2/3 of a mile inland. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
The U.S. Marine Corps is investigating the online posting of explicit photos of current and former female Marines and other service members on a private Facebook page. So far, at least one person's been disciplined in connection with the postings. A Facebook statement on Monday decried the posting of such material and urged people to report wrongdoing if they see it. A U.S. military official said reports of hundreds of Marines being involved are inaccurate and that the number is probably closer to dozens. I'm Mary Sherman for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.